Our next guest is Class Action Senior Associate at Slater and Gordon, the company which is contemplating a class action against Optus. Ben Zocco, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Tom. Good to be with you.
Well, thank you for joining us. So what's the latest? I mean, we're still being inundated by calls from people who said they've been contacted by Optus. Their details have been leaked. We've had a lady ring up who was in tears, who said that having a data breach was as bad as having her house invaded. Are you going to launch this class action?
Tom, we're at a preliminary stage of our investigation at the moment, and I think as the last 24 hours makes clear, it is a very fast-moving feast. But it's certainly stories like that we're hearing, both in terms of affected customers who are contacting us and also on social media, that make it really clear just how distressing this is for people, and that's before identity theft or even further consequences occur.
Well, just on that, what sort of loss do people have to suffer in order to engage in a class action? Like, do they have to suffer a financial loss, or is an emotional loss enough to maybe join this court action?
Tom, that all certainly depend on what legal option is pursued. There are quite a number of them. There are remedies potentially available under privacy legislation. There are also potentially contractual remedies that customers and former customers have with Optus as a provider of services to them. But certainly we're looking at compensation, hopefully not in circumstances where there actually has been financial loss, but we've received stories of people who have gone to try and get identity documents changed, or have had to liaise with banks to get certain holds placed on their account and credit monitoring. So this is clearly certainly crystallising to people, and certainly in those circumstances we think that compensation will be available.
I mean, you know, it's been mentioned that Optus, we're talking about almost 10 million current and former account holders have had their data leaked. I mean, if you ended up with all of them joining your class action, would the company have enough funds to pay all the debts it might have accrued?
Again, Thomas, that's one of the various matters that we are considering right now. I think it's worth noting as well that we're obviously investigating the breach as a whole, but there are certainly customers that potentially have suffered differently to those who might have just been made aware of this breach, that they might be affected, that but have suffered sort of no more than that. One particular group I think we're concerned about is customers that fall into a vulnerable category of society, like survivors of domestic violence, or people who have had threats of stalking or other undesirable behaviour, or even potentially asylum seekers who, for identity theft, is one matter for them. But the fact that their phone number, their postal address, or their physical address potentially are now out there, or could be out there, really creates some particularly unique risks for them.
Okay, so how long will it take you to decide whether or not to proceed? And then if you do proceed, how long typically can these class actions take?
Well, we're certainly working as quickly as we can on this preliminary investigation, and really do hope to have considered the prospects of a class action as soon as we can. It's obviously a very rapidly developing situation. But look, once we've made a decision, and if that decision is to issue a proceeding, class actions, they're an efficient vehicle with to have a claim on behalf of many thousands, or in this case potentially millions, of customers determined, but they are a complicated proceeding by their nature. So we'll work as quickly as we can, but in the case of other class actions that we have run, it may be months, depending upon, of course, the attitude that Optus takes to any litigation.
All right, thank you for your time. Good luck with it. Ben Zocco, their class action senior associate at Slater and Gordon. So what he's saying is they still need to finish their preliminary investigations. Then they will announce if there is to be a class action. And if there is, and you are one of the Optus customers who's been affected in any way, presumably you'll be free to join it.